You're listening to SBS News.
I'd like to invite everyone, can you please stand up and we sing together the song Comfort All My People.
The people of Darwin have remembered the victims of Tuesday's shooting at a vigil in the city's Central Uniting Church. Ben Hoffman is alleged to have shot dead four men and seriously injured a woman in the incident, which took place in several locations throughout the city. The heavily tattooed Hoffman appeared in court via a video link from Darwin Prison in a red t-shirt and white football shorts, charged with two counts of recklessly endangering causing serious harm, one count of criminal damage and four counts of murder. Marked with apparent cuts to his face, Ben Hoffman told the court, "I do need help. I've asked for help." More than 100 police continue to investigate the events of Tuesday night and parts of Darwin are still in lockdown, while one woman remains in hospital. The vigil emphasised how the close-knit community of Darwin had pulled together.
As we remain deeply saddened by the devastating situation that unfolded in Darwin this week, we gather together as a peaceful, united and connected community. Let us remember every act of love and kindness is a work of peace, no matter how small. I ask that we all take time out each day to be kind and to be considerate.
A shattered community filled the church pews to try to comprehend the loss of four of its members, mourning Rob Courtney, Hassan Beydoun, Michael Siswas and Nigel Hellings. Michael Gunner, the Territory's Chief Minister, emphasised that all the community's many faiths had come together.
From the Islamic mosque, to the Buddhist temple, to the Catholic cathedral, to the Uniting Church tonight, all faiths believe in peace and love. We are a warm people and a vibrant community.
Local federal MP Luke Gosling welcomed members of the Islamic community to the vigil.
Assalamu alaikum. You are very welcome in this place to everyone who has come here, maybe knowing one of the victims or the offender. My heart and that of my family is with you. We're all with you in this very difficult time. To all those people that were just mentioned, the first responders, and everyone who played a role, we give thanks for them, their professionalism and the difficulties that they have faced already on our behalf.
A member of the Islamic community in Darwin also read a prayer from the Quran. Hassan Beydoun's body, which will be sent to his parents in Lebanon, is yet to be released, and a memorial service is being organised by the Islamic community in Darwin, which will be open to all. Ben Hoffman, meanwhile, has been remanded in custody to appear in court again for a preliminary examination mention in September. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.